This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The Normal Editions Workshop is a professional print research facility located within the School of Art at Illinois State University for the express purpose of bringing students and visiting artists together in collaborative projects. This year marks the 40th anniversary of the Normal Editions Workshop, or NEW, and they're going all out with exhibitions and galleries across the Twin Cities, including the McLean County Art Center, where Claire Hedden curated the work on view. Vita Reeves, the interim director at NEW, says printmaking today combines older techniques like lithography with the modern digital approach, which results in a lot of experimentation.
Some of the traditional techniques are really beautiful and the best way to accomplish things. But the digital, which has had more turnover of different types of digital technologies in the short span that we've been using them, can really create beautiful effects to combine.
So you're celebrating 40 years of this organization, and you're really pulling out all the stops. There's exhibitions everywhere, including here at the McLean County Art Center. Claire, why was it important for you guys to be showing works from the Normal Editions Workshop?
Well, we were thrilled to exhibit their archive or a selection of their archive and show it to the community and really bring it out of the Illinois State University campus and bring it to downtown Bloomington. I wanted to make sure, of course, that we represented all four decades. I wanted to make sure there were local artists, artists of renown, as well as professors who had worked at Normal Editions Workshop, and then also subject matter. I wanted to make sure that there was figurative work and landscape work and abstraction and the newest stuff that haven't been exhibited before.
Can you tell me about some of the collaborations that have taken place over the years between students and, say, visiting artists?
Yeah, lots of times we bring in an artist that doesn't have much experience with printmaking at all. So they're working in painting or sculpture, and so they're opening themselves up to a new experience with printmaking. And then that really gives students the opportunity that understand techniques that are working in NEW to make suggestions about how an artist's vision could come into fruition to be a completed print.
Can you think of anyone in particular? Like, I'm looking for good, juicy stories.
Okay. Well, the Rudy Pizzotti print that we see on the wall over here.
Let's go take a look.
Okay. This is from a series that we printed with Rudy in 2010. And he was looking for a way to do very large prints. He's at the end of a really illustrious career. He's been working in art for over 60 years, and he wanted to work large. So we actually had Rudy Pizzotti in as our keynote speaker 10 years ago when we celebrated our 30th anniversary, and we were having demonstrations of printmaking techniques at that time. And Greg Page was showing how to work with washes on mylar, which is a new technique working with positive working photolitho plates. And so when Rudy saw that technique being demonstrated there at the School of Art, he thought, that's how I can accomplish this really large series that I want to do. And so then this is one of 12 of the 12 Labors of Hercules. So he did a lot of different drawing techniques, and he just went with every suggestion possible about how he could bring imagery into on the mylar wet techniques and dry techniques and subtraction and rubbings and collage and all kinds of things.
How does that make you feel when a very accomplished artist who has been working for decades comes in and is completely learning something new through the Normal Editions Workshop?
Well, it makes me feel really great. And the artists usually are very happy to be working with the students. They often talk about the energy that they feel in the studio that brings new energy to them because of the energy of the students. And the students are learning a lot from seeing professional artists. And each one has different working methods and different ways of getting about what they're trying to get across. Rudy used about 15 different drawing techniques, and he said, this is really something that I want to pursue, and I think as I continue, I'll get better. And he's already at year 60 in his career. So I think that's a fine example of how that collaboration works well, too.
That's Vita Reeves and Claire Hedden, 40 Years of NEW continues at the McLean County Arts Center in Bloomington through October 22nd. I'm Laura Kennedy.